Hello?
Hey, Carol.
Yes.
Good morning.
Hi.
Hi, yeah, good morning. This is Ryan from Veritas Labs. How are you doing today?
I'm good. And Brian, from where?
I'm calling from a company called Veritas Labs. I was reaching out to you, excuse me. I saw your involvement with our H2 Health. What we do at Veritas Labs is we're a startup, and I work with a founder who developed a AI tool that sits within a ATS system. And ultimately, what it does is keeps your dormant accounts alive, top of funnel, breathes life into them, and then streamlines the hiring process, significantly reduces the time to hire. I'm new at this, so I haven't spoke with too many people. It's probably obvious. Wanted to see if we could just have a conversation, maybe find another time later this week or even next. I'd be very interested just to hear in some of the pain points that you face with your ATS and what kind of tools you would find useful. We've worked with a few clients and yeah, really just wanted to have a conversation, gain perspective. That's all just because of where you sit within H2 Health.
And I can tell you right now, Ryan, I like the idea. It's just timing might not be the best for that, just because we are actually in the process of changing ATSs. We're actually looking for new ATS systems. So until we really finalize which ATS system we're going to be utilizing as a company, we wouldn't be able to make any changes or add anything on right now. But, I definitely would love to stay in touch for down the road, like in 6 months or so. It's just timing wise right now. Like I said, I wouldn't be able to make any changes or commit to anything, until we have made changes on the ATS. And it's something we're currently actively looking and exploring different companies and doing the demos. So we should have a decision for which ATS we're going to be utilizing within the next month and a half. And then from there, then we'll be able to kind of explore once all of the implementation is done and everything is finalized, then we'll be able to start exploring other opportunities. So timing right now, it's not the right time, but I, like I said, definitely like the idea and we'll love to stay in touch for like maybe 6 months down the road.
Yeah, and if I can, I'm just curious because, like I said, I just started, and so I'm having a lot of conversation. I'm not having a ton of conversations, but when I do connect with people, one of the things, a lot of people are switching their ATS right now, and I'm just curious, like for you guys, what were the deciding factors for you to say, hey, you know what, we're going to switch databases? Just because I know it's not an easy thing to switch an ATS. It's not a, clean cut, 5 minute transition. I'm just curious what the reasoning is for that.
So the ATS that we use, and it's truly not an ATS, it's a whole human capital system, which means it controls from recruiting to payroll, accounting, HR, and everything. So it has several different models, modules under that. And it's not the best system. We have a lot of issues. We've been with them for almost 5 years since we started, but we totally have outgrown them. So we're looking for a better system. So like recruiting, it's pretty much non-existent on that platform. And there's a lot of things that we have to manually do, reporting and all of that. It's really hard to be able to pull, and it doesn't provide us with the visibility that we need. So that's one of the reasons why we're changing. And like I said, it's not just the ATS, it's a whole human capital system. So there's a lot of different layers because it doesn't affect just my department. It affects the whole entire company, every single department within the company.
No, I totally understand what you're saying, and I get. Well, yeah, no, hey, I would love to stay in touch if you genuinely be open to it. I
Yeah,
understand things
absolutely.
not right now, and I promise I'm not going to be the obnoxious guy that, even though you told me 6 months from now, I show up in your mailbox and give you a phone call every other week anyways. I'm not going to do that. Nobody likes that. What I might do though is just between now and then, if it's okay with you, I might just send you a one pager and a case study. You don't have to open it, I guess, but I think it'll pretty much show a little bit about what we do and sort of value proposition we have. That way you at least have an idea for down the road when we come to revisit the conversation. But
Absolutely. Yeah, absolutely.
Okay, yeah, well, that's okay, perfect. I'll send something over, and I really hope that whatever you guys go with, it just is a perfect fit for you and the whole team. It's hard when something is bogging down an entire organization and it's not clunky. It's a disappointment when you step into something like that and you think it's going to be the best tool and it ends up falling
down.
Yeah, absolutely.
So let me give you my actual work information, because you're calling me on my personal cell, and I usually don't answer. The only reason why I answer is because I'm waiting for a phone call.
Oh, gosh.
So let me give you my work number.
Sure.
It's 561.
Okay.
862.
Okay.
9302.
Okay. And what is the best email then for you at work as well?
It would be C as in cat, and then my last name, R-I, B as in boy, E-I-R-O at h2health.com.
Okay, awesome. Perfect. Well, thank you so much, Carol. I really appreciate it. And like I said, I'll send over a little something. Just, you know, take a look at it if you have a moment. And then, we'll revisit the conversation around the summer.
All right. Sounds good. I appreciate your time today, Ryan. Have a great day.
You too. Thanks. Take care.
Bye-bye. Thanks. Bye-bye.